Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
History is on our side.
Swung on and looped to shallow center field. It is a base hit. One run scores Bernie. Here's Matsui. He scores. Posada goes to second.
WFAN is the home of Yankees baseball.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Don't even want to hear my own intro music. Frank, after that, they're playing Frank in the stadium after another shutout, another embarrassment. Keith McPherson on the Fan, folks. I got no positivity left for you. I got no optimism. I'd be a fool to come up here and sell you a dream. I'm not about to do that. I was at the game. Man, we're going to focus on the New York Yankees here because the Mets are still playing a game. There was a rain delay. And what kind of world are we in? The Mets are in their worst loss of the year. And it's still not worse than the loss that the Yankees just suffered. We're in the upside down. It's opposite day. The Yankees are the team that we're looking at right now. Like, what is going on? And the lines are going to blow up for the next 2-3 hours that I'm on with fans trying to figure out, what is this? For the last few weeks, I've said my concern level is high. My panic level is low. Because in the beginning of this bad skid, it's not a skid anymore. In the beginning of this bad stretch, this bad run, I too looked at that lead in the AL East as whatever. They're good. I also bought into the fact that the Yankees had one of the best records in baseball. Power rankings for a joke kept the Yankees as the top one or two team over these weeks that they were losing. Baseball fans will tell you, that's baseball, Susan. Shout out, Susan. That's baseball, Susan. They're going to lose some games. It's not time to panic. Look at that lead. That lead is fool's gold, folks. I've watched this team. I've watched this team over the last few years. I've watched the Yankees over the last couple decades. I've watched baseball. I've watched football, basketball. Soccer, lacrosse, whatever. These guys can't accidentally score. You should be alarmed if you're a Yankees fan. You should be alarmed if you're, on the team, work for the Yankees. I mean, today, what was that? That was a winnable game. What was that? I show up to the stadium today. It's Harry Potter and the Cursed Child Broadway night. Cool. They got the Harry Potter theme. I'm hoping for some magic in the Bronx. It's the opposite. It must be some kind of spell on the Yankees. People want you to believe that this team is a championship team. People want you to believe that this team can turn it around. People want you to believe that, oh, it'll be all right when they get back this guy. And well, newsflash, no one is coming to save the day. Not Giancarlo Stanton, not Harrison Bader, who we'll definitely talk about tonight. The Yankees traded away Jordan Montgomery, a guy that the Yankees could never have run support for, could never score with him on the mound. All right, we can trade him away, you know. He's not going to get a start in October. They can't win for him. They traded him for damaged goods. They were trying to find a center fielder. Why? Because we need another option. Aaron Hicks, I'm sorry, bro. That fourth inning alone, not the whole game, just that fourth inning alone is enough for every Yankees fan that has said for the last, I don't know how long, Aaron Hicks isn't it. Aaron Hicks hasn't got it. That's enough for them to say, enough, done. I expect to see the same lineup in there tomorrow, but Aaron Hicks, there's no excuse. I'm watching that game. I'm in the stadium. I'm watching him track that ball. How many games have you played in center field? On the post game, on yes, they said that had a 95% catch. Like, come on, yo. Gerrit Cole is out there. You can't blame Gerrit Cole anymore. All of us want to blame Gerrit Cole. This team's not going anywhere if Gerrit Cole can't lead the way. Gerrit Cole has been great his last two starts trying to lead the way. They can't score for him. You can't blame Jameson Taillon. You can't blame Domingo Herman. You can't blame anyone right now besides this lineup. And now I'm starting to take a hard look at this organization because in the beginning of the year, my take was, why are these guys talking about a World Series? You need to build towards one. It isn't a spring training conversation where I heard so many guys on the Yankees in interviews say, yeah, we got to bring a title back to New York. Yeah, you know, World Series. You have to build towards one. Then I came off of that a little bit because the Yankees started off so hot. People were talking about the 98 Yankees. People were talking about these guys winning 120 games. And talk about a complete reversal. Just the other side, the other end of the roller coaster. They bring you up and they shoot straight back down. And this organization made us believe that resting players was working, right? Oh, well, it's working out. They have this rest schedule. They'll rest these guys and they'll be fresh for August. They'll be fresh for the dog days and for the run through August, September, October. The different lineups, they made us believe that you don't need consistency at the top of your lineup. You can figure it out through analytics. You can have analytics spit out a lineup. You can try and play these different games depending on who's picked. I'm not going for it. I'm not believing it. Now I'm believing in curses. I'm believing in these people that are talking about a Joey Gallo curse, a Jordan Montgomery curse. What is this? What is this? I have not seen this. A team that cannot even accidentally score. They can't even luck into runs. That fourth inning, I thought it was bound to happen. And they found a way for it to not. And of course, who ends up grounding into a double play? Man, this stuff is contagious. How can you not be alarmed? Losing is contagious. Aaron Hicks is now rubbing off on Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is grounding into double plays. Wasted the first inning like that, wasted a later inning like that. And Aaron Judge is the MVP. Don't get me off that track. Like, he's still on pace to break the record. I still think he's going to be MVP, but the guy can only do so much. Can't carry the whole team. And you can go through this entire lineup. I think this team is dead. I think they are trying to figure it out and can't. And I don't know if they have a manager that can talk to them. I don't know if they respect their manager. I don't know if they even look at him like that. Can he get mad? I don't even know if he can get mad. He can't strike any fear into them. So they're just going through the motions. I don't know how many times this team has looked completely out of it. Like they were uninterested. Like they gave up. That's not good enough, folks. And now this week is the only homestand this month. And it's a test. If there ever was a time to turn it on, to figure it out, it's now. You're playing three teams that are postseason teams. If you can't handle them, what are we looking forward to October for? That 10-game lead is fool's gold. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I'm done. I'm done with the post-game interview. Oh, yeah, you know. I don't know. What is this? I don't know what this is. I'm trying to figure it out. I've never seen it. I gave it a few weeks into the All-Star break. Out of the All-Star break. Wake me up after the deadline. After the deadline. Talk about the dog days. They're taking the dog days off. Putting up zeros. Shut out. Back-to-back games for the first time since 2016. How many times can you hit rock bottom? I thought the new low was being the first AL East team to lose to the Red Sox in a series. You go to Fenway Friday night. I stay up to watch that game just to be I can't even get my thoughts together because I'm going back to Friday night. I'm laying in bed. I got stuff to do. I got to drive up to Connecticut to meet Bernie Williams for the first time, Mariano Rivera for the first time. An absolute dream, but a nightmare the night before as I'm laying in bed with my covers on my neck like, no, don't give it up. Of course they do. There's questions around the bullpen. There's questions around this lineup. There's questions around the health of guys that are supposed to come back. There's questions around now DJ LeMahieu's hurt. The hits keep coming. Nobody's coming to save the day. So it is panic time. Hit that button. Go ahead. And I don't want to hear from anyone that's going to call up and say, you need to relax. They've got a 10-game lead. I already said it's fool's gold. If you believe in that 10-game lead, like, I got some Harry Potter brooms to sell you as well. Like, that 10-game lead, what does it matter? What does it matter? If you get to October and you're bounced, you're one and done again, what does that lead matter? And that lead can evaporate. It can start to disappear this week. Tampa is here for two more nights. Toronto is coming. And then you've got the Mets for two more. And I think they have Scherzer and DeGrom lined up. Lucky Yanks. It's not going to get easier. There are other teams on the other side that they don't fear you. They don't look at you as the big bad Yankees. They want to expose you. They're not taking pitches off. They're not falling asleep at the wheel. They're not falling asleep in the batter's box, on the base paths, or in the field like the Yankees have done consistently the last few weeks. There's not one guy on the team that you can absolve. There's not one, really. There's guys that have done it, yes. There's guys that have pitched well. But through this whole stretch, man, this has not looked like a team. They can't put two and two together. The pitching is there. The hitting's not there. On a game that they actually hit, they give up runs. It's not good baseball. They're not playing a good brand of baseball. I like to have fun watching baseball. I like to have fun going to the game. This is not fun. I don't know what else to say. We'll talk about it all night. I mean, I'm on till 2 a.m. I didn't even look at my notes right there. I've got a ton of notes, and they're all bad. There's not one thing I can pull from my notes to say, oh, well, this is cool. Yeah, the Harry Potter towels. I hope you got one. 42,000 plus people in attendance to see that L. A lot of boos. They're going to be booing all week. I'm not going back to a game until Friday when I'm hosting a WFAN night, a giveaway night for John and Susan Bobblehead. Who knows how grim it can look by Friday? Stop telling me about a lead in the AL East. I don't want to hear about October because the best teams start gearing up for October now. And I don't want to hear about all the other Yankees. Just stop it already. Let's just deal with what's in front of us. Let's be for real. Let's look at what we have to look at. The numbers tell you that this team isn't in a bad skid. This isn't just a bad stretch. This is who they're becoming. Night in and night out, they can't manufacture a run. And you know what's crazy? It's not too far off of what they've been the last few years that they've been bounced in October. Different names, different faces, but same result. 877-337-6666. Paulie, I'm going to put you to work tonight, bro. I know there's going to be some calls, and I know there's going to be some Yankees fans with some hot takes and some thoughts, and I want to talk to them. I've seen it all. I've been quiet on Twitter the last couple weeks. I'm not live tweeting these games. Because they all end the same. It took a heroic game from IKF on Saturday to take one game from the rival Red Sox. And that was a guy that Yankees Twitter, Yankees fans online, a couple idiots, went too far. Next thing you know, I see an article written on this. There was actually, like, truth to it. Some fans went too far, crossed the line, contacted this man's dad, and you know what he did? He responded with a signature Yankee moment for himself. He hit a home run and then drove in the next run. That's all the runs that the Yankees had to win the game. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, I appreciate you, bro, because you could have just followed the rest of the team and tucked. You rose to the occasion in a week that I'm sure was a weird week for you. We don't deserve nice things. The fan base, the team, it's all gone to crap right now. And no, the season's not over. And I'm not the type of fan to say, oh, this team can't win. But I'm saying it is time to panic. The brand of baseball they are playing, they're not going to just be able to flip a switch and break out of it. It's becoming habit. It's become obvious. And I'm in there today taking notes inning by inning, thinking that something's going to happen. And then more bad things just happen, right? They're pressing. If they're pressing now, what do you expect them to be doing in October against good teams? It's going to be quick. And I don't even want to talk about the umps. The umps always suck. It's standard. They should expect it. That's why you have to be more locked in, because you have to beat the umps and the team you're playing against. They're not going to just give you a hit by pitch. They're not going to just give you a base. They're not just going to give you a call. You got to earn it. Nothing is given. And I don't care about what happened in May and June. They're erasing all of that right now. 877-337-6666. We got a lot to talk about. I think this Mets game is final or about to go final. It's final now. So we can talk about that a little bit. I mean, Mets fans, it's one game. You've dominated the Braves. The only thing that the Braves have been able to do against the Mets is troll. They troll online. They troll with the narco song, playing that in there. But so what? Get that off tonight when Cookie Carrasco goes down. There's a rain delay. That's baseball, Susan. That's like, okay, Mets fans can stomach that loss because a lot of different weird things went on. But the Mets could still take that series. And even if they don't, they're still going to be up on the Braves. So Braves end up beating the Mets 13-1 in a game where Spencer Strider, this kid, who last week said that the Mets were lucky, they got some lucky hits, comes out tonight. And obviously he knew he was going to start tonight. Goes five innings, only gives up three hits, one run. Better night for him. But the Mets bullpen gets rocked after Carrasco goes down and the game gets out of reach in that sixth inning. I wouldn't sweat it. Because on the other side, the Mets do play a good brand of baseball. The Mets are winning. And the Mets right now are in the midst of one of the best seasons they've ever had all time. And it's been a steady pace until after the All-Star break, after the deadline. They got stronger. And I think this team has found their identity. And they know who they are. And now the world is starting to find out who they are. The different personalities on the team, the different players on the team. I know Luis Guillerme went down today. I don't think that's going to be that big of a deal. I know he's playing third base. I saw Mark Canha playing third base. The Mets call up Devin Moreno. Marrero, the Mets will be fine. They have enough talent. And you know what the most important thing is? They have a manager. They have Buck Showalter, who will manage their team and weather the storm. And they'll be fine. The Yankees will not be fine. I don't want to hear any more about, oh yeah, well, when Giancarlo comes back, and oh, Zach Britton is on the way, oh, Luis Severino, stop. It's the same thing every year. Always counting on, oh, well, we're not whole. Those are excuses. Enough excuses. These are the New York Yankees. From top to bottom, they have enough talent in that lineup to get it done. Gleyber Torres, just last season, was supposed to be the phenom shortstop superstar. Benintendi, you traded for, and I don't know how much that guy wants to be here. Now, here's a little nugget just from being in the arena, being in Yankee Stadium. We do roll call, and it's a quick inning. And I go to 203 Bleacher Creatures to say what's up to the gang. And do roll call, because why? It's the start of a homestand. The fans should be loud and proud and behind their team and ready to rock. The fans are more ready to rock than the team is. I feel like roll call happens, and it's like the Yankees are disinterested in it. I look at Benintendi, a new Yankee, who his first homestand He sucked. Obviously, he got traded from the Royals, came over here from the Royals, and then the Mariners series, he did nothing. And so maybe he wasn't ready to, you know, do a role. We do the Benintendi, and the guy just gives a little flick of the hand. I'm like, oh, this guy's a rental. He'll be gone next year. He definitely doesn't want to be here. He probably hates it already. It's like, wow, I get traded to the Yankees, and they've fallen from grace. And then it was a quick inning from Gerrit Cole, which I like, but with a quick inning, it's hard to go through the whole roll call. We end up getting it done. But then, like I said, man, Glaber gets a knock. Judge grounds into a double play. Rizzo gets a double, and it's like, yo, we can't get right. The Yankees can't get right. 877-337-6666. I don't know when the spark is going to be. I thought that IKF homer and game was going to be the turning point of the season. I said, let that be it. Let that be a spark. A guy no one thought would hit a home run yet. I thought he was going to go homerless the whole season. That's the guy that gives the team a spark. After we hear about stupid Yankees fans online contacting his father, that guy steps up to win a game for this team against the rival Red Sox. If you can't get fired up for the rivalry in Fenway against the last place team, when your season is on the line, hanging in the balance, where you need to get going, you have a team like that, that they don't know which way is left, right. They don't know what they're doing. They didn't know if they were buyers, sellers. They don't know who's going to pitch. What? It's panic time. It's time to be alarmed. No, the season is not over. No, it's not over until they're eliminated in October. But they have completely drained my excitement for October baseball in the Bronx. It's been 3 years. These guys are trying to ruin my summer, and I can't have it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got to take a break. These calls are lined up. We're going to get right to it. Mets fans, you can call up as well. But I figure you don't really have much to say after putting up one run against the Braves. You pack that one away. It is what it is. Rain delay. Nonsense. Yankees fans, let's hear it tonight. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Whether you're first time, long time, or all the time, call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
I'm not going to hold you. The Yankees are trash. Not about to sit up here and lie to you. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 877-337-6666. There's no point in breaking down that game. It's like the other games. Like, that should have been a one-run loss. But, of course, top of the ninth, you know, let's make it a 4-0 game. But I was expecting another one-run loss. And I wanted to go back to something I said. You know, I know roll call is important to me as a bleacher creature, knowing all the bleacher creatures, the history or whatever. I understand if Andrew Benintendi's not that focused on it in the game. And I understand if the whole team's not that focused on it in the game. But I've seen enough roll calls where the guys actually do some type of signature thing to acknowledge the fans, the bleacher creatures, the diehards, the people that live and die with every pitch, that care about this stuff, that are visibly affected by their lack of, you get what I'm saying. It's like these guys don't want to be here. Someone just tweeted me, at Keith McPherson on Twitter, if you want to get some tweets in. I'll probably have to go to the break before I can get another call in. But someone just tweeted me and they said something about Aaron Hicks. Like, nice of Aaron Hicks to say that the boos are starting to get to him. Oh, now they're starting to get to you? Oh, let me guess. They were booing you when that ball was in the air and you turned the wrong way, couldn't track it. I couldn't believe that. That turns into a triple. And that starts that fourth inning. That fourth inning, I sat in the bleachers and I didn't return. I didn't return because I really thought, like, Miguel Andujar gets a knock. Benintendi error, he's on. Trevino, I know they didn't signal for you to bunt. But I understand this team struggles to score. And you've heard so much about small ball, moving the runner, especially with playing these extra inning games and giving it up. And me feeling like the Yankees have no strategy for Manfred's man on second. Whenever we get in extra innings, it's like, well, if we're the road team, we're not winning. No strategy to get that runner from second across the plate. But Trevino, you're better than that. Like, now you're better than that. The Yankees version of you with 10 home runs, I would have liked to see you swing. But I can't be mad at it. I understand the thinking. Hey, I'm going to bunt to move this runner over. Well, that ends up being the first out. And then I don't even know what happened. I started to black out after that. Next thing I know, Aaron Hicks, man. I'm like, it's this lineup. The baseball gods, they are cruel, but they are consistent. Aaron Hicks always gets up with an opportunity to do something. How many times did he come through? Not many. I saw KT Sharp. Shout out to KT Sharp on Twitter. She said that Aaron Hicks has grounded into a double play with the bases loaded 4 times this season. Let me go back and double check that to make sure that is correct. It sounds about right. Aaron Hicks has now 4 ground into double plays with the bases loaded this season. That's the most in Major League Baseball. It hurts. It hurts because you expect it, right? And I don't want to trash this guy. I don't want to keep talking about this guy. It's not personal. It is about the team. And now we're in a position where, like I said, they traded for Harrison Bader in a boot because they were looking for any option. And Aaron Hicks is still on this team for another 3-4 years, something like that. I can't do it. I'm not going to hold you. I'm not going to sit up here tonight and sugarcoat this. If I got to be the one to do it, press the panic button. If I got to be the one to turn off the optimism and positivity for a night, and I'm not going to the game tomorrow, that's for sure. But maybe they'll turn it on. Maybe they'll sleep in their own beds and wake up and come to the stadium and realize enough is enough. We got to get it together. Everybody lock in. Nobody is locked in enough. Everybody's got to be locked in together and stop this. Get a win and act like you're the New York Yankees playing in New York with one of the best records in baseball, with a wild fan base that expects you to get wins and just like cross home plate. It's not that hard, man. You can luck into a couple runs. That's what shows me that these guys are completely out of it. They can't even get lucky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.